I always say that you're a gross girl.
Thank you.
But now I have a test to see how gross you are.
Okay.
You have to answer these questions with, yeah, I've done that, or no,
all right,
I have never done that. So we're going to see how gross you are. All right. Have you ever refused to throw away a ratty, falling apart bra?
The reason why the answer is absolutely not, because I don't wear a bra.
But when you did wear a bra, did you refuse to throw it out because it was falling apart, but you still liked it?
No. The whole thing about bras is they're supposed to hold your tits up. So if it's falling apart, it's not holding anything up. Trust me.
All right. We'll say no with that. I don't want to know the answer to this. Have you ever plucked your nipple hair?
I don't have nipple hair.
Oh, thank God.
Do women have nipple hair?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I never even heard of that.
I guarantee this is a yes. Have you ever applied new makeup on top of old makeup because you were too lazy to wash it off?
Oh, every woman has. And let me just, I'm gonna throw Star Jones under the bus right now, because she's the one who taught me how to do that. So I used to do, sorry to like name drop, but not that she's a big name. No one cares about her anymore. So I used to work on Star Jones' show. She had the Star Jones show on, I guess what's now Court TV.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. I think it used to be called True TV. I forget the name of the channel then. But you know, she was on like every single day, and sometimes she would shoot more than one show in a day, and we would take forever going through hair and makeup. And I said to her one day, I'm like, girl, how do you sit through hours of hair and makeup every single day? She goes, I don't sit through it every day. She goes, when I have a really good makeup, I lay in bed and I sleep like this. And she put her hands up like she was a corpse. And she's like, I lay down and I sleep like this. And then they just do touch-ups the next day. I was like, perfect. So that's what I started doing.
That's really gross, by the way.
Well, yeah, I guess it's not only is it gross, but it's actually not really good for your skin or your eyes. Like eye makeup, you're supposed to take it off every night. But mm-hmm. No, Hundo P, I used to all the time, like, yeah, put on makeup and then just touch it up the next day.
Have you ever looked forward to plucking ingrown hairs?
I don't have ingrown hair. I'm not a very hairy person. That's the problem. Like any hair question, I don't think I can really answer it. I don't have hair in places most women have hair.
These are just getting worse and worse.
Okay. Well, listen, you brought this up.
I know. I didn't read through all of them. Have you ever continued to wear underwear that's been stained because fuck it?
Again, I don't wear underwear, so you're knocking at the wrong door here.
Have you ever Febrezed sweaty, dirty clothes as a quick fix instead of
a million times?
Don't even
finish that sentence. A million times.
You have.
I'm like a guy. Yeah, of course. I am the pick something up off the floor, smell it. If it doesn't smell bad, put it on.
I don't want to ask this. Have you ever gotten your pubes trapped in your pad's wings?
When I used to have pubes, yes. Yeah, how do you not? It's hard not to. Listen, that's got nothing to do with, whether you're clean or dirty. That's just physics.
No, I'm just asking the question. I didn't write the question.
But that has nothing to do with being dirty or clean. And I am from a generation that we waxed everything.
These are getting worse. Have you ever rubbed your hands over your prickly leg hairs just for fun?
Oh, yeah. A million times. Everyone does. Not for fun. To be like, you know, do I need to shave? Whoop. Yeah, I guess I do.
Have you ever worn clothes with stains because fuck it, no one will notice?
Oh, yeah. I do that now. Are you kidding? Let me tell you the beauty of turning 40. You become invisible to the world. Like for the first time in my life, I can go to a bar and just have a drink with a friend and nobody bothers you. It's like when I was younger, I used to go to gay bars with my girlfriends because we don't want men bothering us all the time. Once you turn 40 and become invisible, it's fantastic. You can go to bars.
You can have stains all over your clothes.
Nobody notices you. It's actually great. I love it.
this is going to be a yes, and this is gross. Have you ever worn the same stinky gym clothes 3 times in a row without washing them?
No. Even, that's one thing. No, not even 2 times in a row. Okay. No, I have favorite gym clothes that I will come home, if I'm not doing laundry, I will hand wash so I can wear it again the next day if I really, really want to. But I will never wear gym clothes. If I sweat in it, no, it's like trash.
Have you ever bled into your sheets a tiny bit, but were too tired to change it?
All through my 20s.
That's so gross.
No, it happened. Listen, I was busy. I was busy in my 20s. I didn't have time to do laundry every single time I got my period and I wasn't expecting it.
Have you ever worn the same smelly bra for a month without washing it?
Again, don't wear a bra.
But back in the 20s, did you?
No. Maybe, probably. I wasn't really a big bra washer. So I'm going to say probably I didn't wash it yet.
Have you ever drip dried when there was no toilet paper?
Every woman has. You don't have a choice. Listen, I can't tell you how often, like, you really have to pee really badly. I now carry tissues with me wherever I go because of this. But every woman... anyone who tells you that they didn't do this is lying. Every woman has been in a situation where she has to like pee so bad, she pees outdoors or she runs into like a men's room or a convenience store somewhere and there's no toilet paper and there's nothing you can do. You just have to sit there and just deal with it.
I've skipped over a couple of questions because I don't even want to ask.
They're just so gross.
Yes, I don't even want to know. Have you ever worn the same underwear for 2 days in a row?
I mean, not intentionally, but when I used to hook up with a guy, I would, I would wear underwear to his house and then probably not wear underwear home. But if I am wearing a skirt or a dress, probably like you turn it inside out to get home.
The walk of shame, inside out underwear.
Yeah, we've all done it. If you're a whore like me, you've done it.
Have you ever felt satisfied when tugging a piece of hair out of your butt crack?
All the time. It's the greatest feeling ever. When you have long hair and you shower, hair ends up everywhere.
Okay. I've skipped a lot, just to let you know. Have you ever peeled off dry bits of skin off your lips and left it laying around?
No, you don't leave it laying around.
I don't want to know.
Spit
that.
It out. Okay. What don't you want to know? Give me one that you don't. I won't answer it. I just want to know the question that you don't want to know.
Have you ever done a poor job at wiping and were like, fuck it? See,
I see why you don't. But I will tell you, that's why I baby wipe. And if you don't use baby wipes, you're not as clean as you think you are.
Have you ever gotten really excited over popping a zit?
Yeah. That's not disgusting. We pop zits on our dogs.
This is a yes. I know this is a yes because I've seen you do it. Have you ever smelled your clothes you've already worn just to see if they're too stinky to wear again?
I just told you a few minutes ago that I do that. I still do that. I leave it on the ground. I pick it up. Does this smell? No. Great. I'm putting it back on.
Have you ever smelled your own farts and even the bad ones and secretly enjoyed it?
I don't think anyone enjoys the smell of farts. There's nobody that enjoys. Do you enjoy the smell of your farts?
Yeah, I guess.
No, you don't enjoy it. I mean, you smell it because you can't help it. You're next to yourself, but you don't enjoy it, do you?
This is 100% true because I lived with you. Have you ever left a bunch of your hair on the bathroom floor for a very long time?
Yes.
You shed like a cat.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm not going to clean every day. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you do this. Have you ever let your heels get so dry that the skin cracks?
I don't have that problem.
All right. Yeah, you really take care of your feet. You are 36% gross girl.
That's
which is
lower
probably
than I was
really
expecting.
Low because... yeah, because I skipped a bunch of them.
Yeah, you skipped a bunch of questions that you
questions
knew I was going to be really, yeah. Yeah, you, and,
yeah,
you
know, and I didn't want to know. No, I just didn't want to know.
Right, and you don't know if I was 100% honest just now anyway.
Yeah, you pretty much are. I think you like your farts. Other than
I don't like,
your...
my farts. No. Nobody likes their farts. I don't believe that anybody enjoys the smell of farts.